Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? It certainly has been a week for long shots here in Oldsmar. Started out last Wednesday when the pick five was not hit, and there was a carryover going into Friday's card, and there was $817,003 into the carryover pool for Friday, and the potential for a huge payoff certainly seemed likely, especially when there were victories in the first leg by a 17-1 shot and a 20-1 shot in the second leg. And that certainly threw me off the bus. Anyway, at the end of the card, the winning 4-11-10-6-2 combination paid $21,765 to 35 lucky and actually awesome handicapping ticket holders. Also, the Ultimate Six was also hit that day, with one bettor correctly selecting the numbers in the final six races, 8-4-11-10-6-2, to the tune of $33,093. So it was certainly a day for big payoffs on Friday. And then on Saturday, the pick five carried over again onto Sunday's card. Sunday's card, starting out, had a mammoth pool of $744,042. This one was a little more easy to hit, though. There were plenty of winners, 1,165 to be exact. And they cashed in on the 1-6-8-4-5 combination, and each winning ticket was worth $552.75. Not a bad payoff, but certainly nowhere in the league of what those people took down on Friday. It was a big day for leading jockey Samuel Marin, winning four races on the nine-race card. And he continues his winning ways, and he leads the jockey colony right now with 49 wins. Sammy Camacho also won three races that day for today, and he is second in the jockey standings right now with 33 wins. So these two are out in front of the field. Another notable performance today was nine-time leading trainer Gerald Bennett took the early daily double today, and he is in a close third for the jockeys, for the trainer standings right now. As far as the conditioners go, Juan Avila leads the pack with 18. Juan Arregada is next with 15, and Bennett has 14 trips to the winner's circle. So the trainers' contest will be nip and tuck probably till the end of the season. Pretty exciting to watch it as the season goes on. The jockeys' race standings are for the top four. Marin has 49, Sammy Camacho has 33, Sonny Leone has 22, and Cipriano Gill has 16. And Sonny Leone and Cipriano Gill have given a good account of themselves. They made their debut last season at Tampa Bay Downs, and not every jockey who starts new at Tampa Bay Downs gets established like they have. And they look like they've got a place in the jockey standings, and best wishes to them for a long career at Tampa Bay Downs. And getting back to the long shots that have been coming in lately, Tampa Bay Downs has a reputation among horse players for having full fields and large payoffs. So it pays to handicap very carefully in some of these large fields, because the payoffs can be quite astounding for just a few dollars wagered. Looking forward to this coming Saturday. This Saturday will be cap giveaway day, which will kick off a fun-filled weekend, also highlighted by the first Mouses Kids and Family Day celebration on Sunday, January 25th. Fans of all ages get to meet track mascot Mouse the Miniature Horse, while youngsters can choose between bounce houses, pony rides, and a variety of games and special activities. Buzzy's food truck will also be on the scene. And the cap giveaway, our special 100-year anniversary cap that's black with gold lettering against the Tampa Bay Downs 100 logo, encircling the words 100 years of thoroughbred racing. So every true Tampa Bay Downs fan will want to have one of those. I'll try to get two. Another trainer who deserves a great shout-out these days is trainer Kathleen O'Connell, because she's making up for lost time. O'Connell sent out four winners on January 2nd, tying a track record she established in 2003. It's shared by Gerald Bennett, who's done it three times, Jamie Ness, who's done it twice, and Hall of Fame trainer Chad Brown, who's done it once. That performance was instrumental in earning O'Connell the Trainer of the Month award at Tampa Bay Downs this month. And O'Connell has hopes for a third consecutive Oldsmar Training Crown and fifth overall. She first won the title in 98-99 and captured it again in 2009-2010, tying with Jamie Ness that year. O'Connell has nine victories right now, trailing Juan Avila, Juan Arrigata, and Bennett. O'Connell is known as one of the most popular trainers on the track due to her humility as much as her winning ways. She said that four in a day doesn't happen too often. What an understatement on Wednesday from Gulfstream Park, where she is overseeing her South Florida string this week. She has a great crew also. That's why she can have horses at Gulfstream and Tampa. She has a very able crew in her Tampa barn. So when she has to go with a shipper, they can handle it for her. And O'Connell also was sidelined earlier in the meet, as that quarantine that was imposed during the equine herpes epidemic, EVH1 equine hepavirus type 1, which was very contagious. Only one horse on the grounds tested positive, but it was in her barn, and her horses were quarantined, and she couldn't race any horses for seven racing days during that time. So she started behind the eight ball, so to speak, early in the season. She definitely got away last, as they say in the racing business. And O'Connell said that it was a very tough thing to go through, but the team pulled through together and did a great job. She said it was a total group effort, and horses are creatures of habit who want structure and routine, and they had to break that up and go to a different routine, which was hard on everybody, including the horses. And she's a firm believer in schooling a horse at the starting gate. And they didn't have any starting gate schooling for 21 days, so everything needed to be revamped, and they did the best they could. So my hat's off to Kathleen O'Connell. I don't know her personally. I've watched her work from afar for decades at Tampa Bay Downs, and I tell everyone she is one of the best trainers in Florida, and she does win her share of races. She's won the Tampa Bay Derby before, and several stakes races also on the national scene. So best of luck to Kathleen O'Connell, and keep an eye on her horses when they're entered. They usually run pretty well. And here's the story of veteran jockey Vernon Bush, who just retired from racing at Tampa Bay Downs after a long and storied career. Jockey Vernon Bush fractured his back in three places and broke a rib last August when his mount flipped over in the post parade at Belterra Park. After that, some relatives and close friends began planning a retirement party. But the 64-year-old Bush, who's been riding since 1978, when he started at River Downs in Ohio, told him to hold off till he got back to Tampa Bay Downs, and he wanted to win one more race. Bush said, "I wanted to go out on top and be able to hold my head high and say I did it my way. There is no better way to go out than on a winner," Bush said. And he was savoring his victory on the 18-1 shot Protest, that's the horse's name, in Wednesday's seventh race, a 7-furlong mating Clemen event. Bush had ridden the 6-year-old gelding to a decent fourth place finish on December 31st for owner Carla March and her husband, trainer Bill March. And he made a good run and got a little tired, but I knew he had to improve off that race, Bush said. "When I got to the winner's circle, Bill March told me, I knew you were going to do this." And for Bush in the Marches, Protest's victory brought things full circle. Bush had won numerous races for the couple and their horse, Well Connected, including a starter optional claiming race for the two of them at Tampa Bay Downs. Bush, the brother of Midwest trainer George Bush, retires with 3,288 career victories and total purse earnings of $25,212,469. Best known for his success in New England, he won 6 riding titles at Suffolk Downs in Boston and 4 at Rockingham Park in New Hampshire. He rode 6 winners on a card at both Suffolk and Northampton Fair in Massachusetts. Among almost a half a century of racing-related memories, Bush notes this piece of trivia. He was moved up from 3rd to 1st in 2 separate races when the 2 top finishers both were disqualified. Bush didn't even ride from the summer of 2018 until March of 2022 due to a broken femur, a broken ankle, 2 hip surgeries, including a hip replacement. He worked at the Belterra Park Jockey's Room as a supervisor and entry taker in 2019 and 2020 before his love for racing inspired him to return to the saddle. Bush rode 47 winners after his comeback and was honored 3 years ago with the Randy Romero Pure Courage Award given to a jockey who has overcome serious injuries and adversity. Romero, a member of the Sports Hall of Fame who died in 2019, incurred an abundance of racing-related injuries, including 20 or more surgeries. And Bush created another lifetime memory last August, shortly before he was injured. He found a saddle used at least 40 years earlier by jockey Al Herrera, the father of Bush's close friend, Mara Lee. Bush cleaned and polished the saddle and used it to ride a 5-year-old mare, Whiskey Diamond, owned and trained by George Bush, his brother, to an 18-length victory at a claiming track, Bell Tower Park. Bush continues to exercise horses in the morning. He was on 4 today. He hopes to continue working in the industry, possibly as a race office employee, and may try to become accredited as a steward. Wherever he winds up, Bush will be forgiven for occasionally reflecting on the thrills, big wins, and occasional setbacks of the friendships he has made throughout his career. Well done, Vernon Bush. That's all I can say. That man has a lot to be proud of. This is handicapper Bob Bauer, wishing you good luck at the races, always.